This is Scott Verguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon, and we are going to revisit with Medea Benjamin. She's a co-founder of Code Pink and Global Exchange, and she's especially right now involved with Troops Home Fast and getting ready to go to Jordan. Hello, Medea.
Hello. Medea? Thanks for having me on, Scott.
It is Medea, not Media. Right.
That's right. Okay. You're Medea.
Right. Oh, okay, now that we got the rules correct. Fill us in. I know there's a bunch of us are excited. I'm sure you're real excited about this opportunity that has opened up directly related to the fasting. Is that right?
Yes, we're very excited. It seemed like when we were in the middle of the fast that we were kind of days going by where it was 100 degrees and sitting outside the White House and wondering if anybody was paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So to get this call from these Iraqi parliamentarians just seemed like a wonderful opportunity for us to move this whole process forward.
Yeah. Well, it came right after you had been arrested, after letting the Iraqi Prime Minister basically very succinctly know what you thought the Iraqi people wanted and the American people mostly want.
Well, that's right. We had tried so hard to meet with the Iraqi Prime Minister since the day we heard he was coming. We wanted him to know that we were on a long-term hunger strike to bring the troops home. We wanted him to know that the majority of Americans want to set at least a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. And we thought that if he only met with Bush and Congress and the troops, that he would never hear that message.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he didn't find the time during his trip to meet with us, so we kind of had to go to more extreme measures.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us more about this trip. Who's going and what your expectations are of this meeting with the Iraqi parliamentarians in Amman, Jordan?
There are 14 of us on the delegation. Quite a number of them are long-term fasters who are anxious to break their fast mm-hmm. when we get there. And then we've also invited other people, like the veteran anti-war activist from the Vietnam days, Tom Hayden,
mm-hmm.
who has been so good at analyzing the situation in Iraq today. We have Colonel Ann Wright, who I think you've had on your program,
right.
who's been one of the longtime fasters and a former diplomat and Army colonel. We have a businessman coming from Washington State who runs something called Progressive Government and is going to represent one of the congresspeople, Jim McDermott, who's been so good on these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So we have quite a wonderful group, and we're very excited about the meetings we're going to have, and then some of us are going to go on from there to Jordan, from Jordan to Syria, and then to Lebanon.
Okay, so you're still planning on going into Beirut, if possible?
Yes, we do plan to go to Beirut.
Okay. Well, that's a whole other issue, isn't it? Or it's all the same issue, but I'm hoping not to anticipate in advance what may come out of this, because you never know, do you? I mean, how these things might turn out. But I am one peace activist who would be excited about organizing around a peace deal, or whatever you want to call it, that's been brokered between the Iraqi people and the U.S. peace movement.
Yes, this is a reconciliation plan that has been discussed actually for quite a long time in Iraq, for over a year,
mm-hmm.
and has gotten almost no publicity here in the United States. There have been meetings inside Iraq, there have been meetings in Cairo, and the people who we're meeting with are actually just coming from Cairo. And so we feel like it's time that people in the U.S. heard about the plans that are being put forth by the Iraqis themselves and got to understand that, you know, the Iraqis do have their own ideas about how to bring peace to their country, and that includes a timeline for withdrawal of U.S. troops. And if George Bush won't allow that to move forward, and if most people in Congress are not interested in a real solution, then it's got to be us, the people, that puts that forward.
So this, so you'll basically be going and looking at a reconciliation plan that these members of the Iraqi parliament have put together with others in Cairo.
That's exactly correct, Scott. Mm-hmm. We are meeting with quite an interesting cross-section of Iraqis. They represent the Sunnis and the Shias. They represent different religious groups as well as secular groups. I think with these six different Iraqi parliamentarians that we're meeting with, it's representative of about 200 of the 275 members of parliament. Mm. So we should get a pretty broad spectrum of views on what's the solution. I don't think there's, unfortunately, going to be one plan that we come away with, mm-hmm. but we hope we come away with something concrete that we can come home and say, this does represent the majority of you. And one thing I should also mention, Scott, that is quite interesting, that members of the Prime Minister Maliki's own party were quite upset with him because of his visit to the United States. Mm-hmm. They didn't think he well represented the views even of his own party, that he was way too close to the Bush administration, that he refused to show the kind of independence that the Iraqis expected from him, since the majority of Iraqis are anxious to see a timeline for withdrawal of U.S. troops. The fact that the Prime Minister didn't even bring that up at all was quite disappointing. And so there is a member of parliament from Maliki's own party that is going to join in this group that meets with us.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, let's turn to the fast then. You're going to be breaking bread with the Iraqis in Jordan. Do you know when that's going to happen? Is that going to be tomorrow?
Very soon. We'll be there. We leave tomorrow, but we don't get until Thursday at Jordanian time. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to a wonderful break fast meal. Some of the parliamentarians are coming in early so they can join us in that. We have some friends from the area, like the women that we brought to the United States, who are going to come and join us. Mm. So we're looking forward to a really lovely way to break our fast.
Sounds great. So let's turn to the Troops Home Fast. Truth Out published a story today that I think is misleading, but the headline's misleading. It says Troops Home Fast Ends, and my understanding is the fast is not ending. It's this phase. The fast will continue, and the rolling fast and so on across the country all the way up to September 21st. Is that still correct?
Yes, that's right. I'm sorry, it's been a little confusing. The long-term fasters who've been in front of the White House are going to break our fast, mm-hmm. and some have committed to fasting one day a week until September 21st. But there are people all over the country who are fasting. Some of them are doing a fast every single day. They're doing long-term fast. Mm-hmm. One of our co-founders, Jody Evans, will continue to do her fast. So, yes, the fast will continue until September 21st. You're absolutely right, Scott.
Okay. And will there still be a presence in front of the White House, or is that changing?
We don't think we can handle a presence in front of the White House without the core of the group that we've had. It's also become really oppressively hot and humid there, and for the fasters, a very difficult atmosphere to maintain. So I don't think we will, except that September 4th, when Camp Democracy starts, mm-hmm. which is going to sort of be the bridge between Camp Casey and Crawford, and then the Declaration of Peace, September 21st, we will be having a fast presence out on the Mall from September 4th until September 21st.
All right, and it does, Camp Casey is going to be set up again here fairly soon.
That's right. So it'll still be an action-packed summer and an even more action-packed fall when we move into the phase that will include more civil disobedience.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your spending your time with us again. I know you're busy getting ready to fly off to Jordan, and we all wish you the best in every way possible with this really historical trip. I mean, I don't imagine the corporate media will play it that way. It would be nice if they would, but certainly to those of us, not only in the peacemen, but those people with the strong desires for an end to the Iraq War, our hearts are with you.
Well, thank you so much, Scott, and I just really want to thank you for all the interest that you've taken in the fast, and it's been great having your constant reporting on it, and we greatly appreciate it.
I was speaking with Medea Benjamin, co-founder of Code Pink and Global Exchange. She is still on the East Coast, but preparing for the trip of the delegation from Code Pink and the Troops Home Fast to Jordan to meet with the Iraqi parliamentarians there by their request. You can get more information on the Troops Home Fast and this delegation at troopshomefast.org.